This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle markets?
Well, our cattle market today saw some mixed trading. By the end of the day, we was mostly higher across the board, with the best gains being in our feeder cattle. Our live cattle struggled a little bit more of holding gains today. There was not a lot of fresh news, other than we did see good strength in the choice box beef at mid-morning, $1.51 higher, but the selects were down $1.02. Had a good noon movement of 142 loads, and saw an estimated cattle kill day of 115,000 head, and we're still waiting to see what kind of cash trade we will see in the feed yards this week. On the close today, April cattle closed 20 lower, June cattle down 22, but May feeders were 70 cents higher, August feeders up 82 cents, and the June lean hogs today had a new high for the week and closed $1.30 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
The Steffes Group is conducting a timed online auction for P&K equipment in Enid, Oklahoma. The closing date is May 5th, with a preview on May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This huge online auction features tractors, combines, sprayers, mowers, balers, and much more. Get 10% off on all in-stock and stock-ordered parts on May 4th. P&K Equipment is offering a JD financing rate of 3.9% on all purchased auction items to pre-qualified buyers. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on the P&K Equipment online auction May 5th in Enid.
Tom, what's helping bring some support to the grain markets?
Well, one thing that might have helped a little bit is we continue to see our U.S. dollar go lower. Today is the sixth straight session of seeing a trade lower, and it looks like it will probably close lower again today. So that's given us a little support. Plus, I think we just find some technical buying and maybe some positioning going into the end of the month of May that's helped us out. Also, keep in mind tomorrow is first notice day on all the May futures contracts. The good thing today is our wheat, corn, and soybean close up near their highs of the session. We saw the July KC wheat 6.5 cents higher, September KC wheat 7.25 higher, the Chicago wheat 7.25 higher, July corn up 3.25, December corn up 3 cents, July soybeans up 10.75, November beans up 8.75, and July cotton 85 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.